From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's four-month-long legislative session is halfway over. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about some of the surprises so far and what lies ahead.
I'm here with Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Kristen, what stood out to you, and are there any issues lawmakers aren't discussing that you thought they would be?
Yeah, when they opened session, lawmakers from both parties said that one of their big ticket items was going to be talking about affordable housing. That's a big issue on the minds of Coloradans. Democrats wanted to see tax breaks for first-time homebuyers. Republicans, of course, wanted to see some reforms to ease liability for developers. Both sides were talking about this like that was going to be top on their priority list. Halfway through session, that's still in limbo. I hadn't seen much debate on that at all yet. I think we're still going to see it, but hasn't happened yet.
Talking about things that we expected to see and have seen, there have been a lot of that. It being an election year, it's natural you're going to see a lot of bills that are designed to help get them votes, or they go back to their constituents and say, you know, this is what I did, such as the gun bills. We had a whole day worth of numerous gun bills on, you know, make my day better, to repealing the 15-round ammunition ban, all of them dying. We've had your typical abortion-type bills. For the Democratic side, we've had all-day kindergarten see die. That's the nature of a split session when you have Republicans controlling one body in the Senate and the Democrats controlling the House in a political year. It's very convenient then you can put out these bills and you'll watch them die when they get to the other session. Now, having said all that, there's been some things that have been kind of interesting that they've done. Rain barrels is a good example where they're at a bill that has a chance, don't know if it's going to pass, but it has a chance to get through to allow people to have rain barrels to capture water from rain. We've had some other good water bills, for example, a Western Slope legislator, J. Paul Brown, a Republican from Ignacio, had a bill on the South Platte, which is in the other corner of the state, to help them do some storage stuff. So there is some things that are going through that are kind of interesting.
And Kristen, this final half of the session, one of the big focus will be passing a balanced budget and some of the other provisions around that.
Sure. There's been a cloud hanging over this entire session, a stalemate between the other sides. Democrats really want to see Republicans reclassify this fee that hospitals pay to juice up some more money for them to spend. They keep saying, the door is open, the door is open, come talk to us. Well, we're getting close to the time they need to close that door and open a window, because Republicans are not walking through that door. They're going to have to decide whether they just cut spending next year or find some other way to fund the things they want to do, from expanding roads and giving schools more money to make up for cuts they suffered during the recession.
The way the politics are going right now, though, it's not likely to happen. Republicans are digging their heels in over the provider fee, and it's most likely that they're going to end up having to find some cuts. The second half will start when we get the revenue forecast, which is the all-important revenue forecast that they get in March that dictates what the budget looks like, what kind of money they have. Republicans are saying and continue to say they want to protect refunds for taxpayers, and it doesn't look like they're going to move from that. But there might be some movement. Who knows?
Thanks. I was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Support for Capital coverage comes from KBUT Community Radio in the Gunnison Valley, hosting a Soul Train dance party in Crested Butte on Friday, March 25th. Costumes encouraged. Sponsored by Mount Crested Butte. Info and tickets are at kbut.org.